This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, two people, including a firefighter, were injured after an overnight fire at Lincoln Park Zoo. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest details.
The Chicago Fire Department says the fire happened outside Cafe Brower, which is not close to any big animal habitats. Flames had been shooting from some propane tanks outside the building, according to fire spokesman Larry Langford.
Chicago Fire Department had a hazardous materials response to 2201 North Stockton for some propane tanks that were outside.
Langford says a civilian and a firefighter suffered minor injuries from one of the propane tanks. They were treated at the scene. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
West Suburban fire officials say one person is dead after a house fire in unincorporated St. Charles. Fox River Countryside Fire Rescue District says crews were dispatched to a home on Hemlock Drive. Officials say the house was fully engulfed and firefighters attempted to rescue the victim. 10 other neighboring fire departments had to be called in because the area did not have fire hydrants. The cause of the fire remains under investigation.
Police in North Suburban Vernon Hills have arrested a man after a shooting at a shopping mall last night.
Police arrested 36-year-old Jonathan Garcia Nava of North Chicago at around 1 a.m. at a home in Waukegan. Vernon Hills police say he's been charged with attempted murder in a shooting at the Hawthorne Hill Square shopping center that happened at about a quarter to seven last night. A man or young man was shot multiple times in the parking lot near the liquor barn and was initially in critical condition at the hospital. Police believe he and Garcia Nava know each other. Police had asked the public to avoid the busy outdoor mall at Milwaukee and Townline Road while they were investigating. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's Civilian Office of Police Accountability has released video of a police shooting 2 years ago that left a man paralyzed.
Police say the incident started when a man was seen by an officer monitoring a surveillance camera handling a gun on the 2100 block of West Adams. The man got into a car. One of the body camera videos from the perspective of Officer Fernando Ruiz shows him getting out of a police vehicle and immediately firing 11 shots into the car.
Stop! Stop reaching! Stop reaching! Stop reaching!
Police said the man he shot, 38-year-old Raymond Comer, had been reaching for a gun. He denied it, said both hands were visible. He's seen crawling out of the passenger side and is on his stomach on the parkway. Police put a tourniquet on his arm to stop heavy bleeding. He's now in prison on a gun conviction. He's suing the city. He's paralyzed from the waist down. Officer Ruiz shot and killed another man during a foot chase 8 months later. He's facing a disciplinary hearing for that. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105. 105.9 WBBM.
A teenage girl was groped by a man with a knife while she was sleeping early yesterday on the South Side. Chicago police say a 13-year-old girl was asleep inside a home in the 300 block of South Kilpatrick when she woke up to a man with a knife touching her. Officials say the suspect left the scene on a rental bike. Anyone with information is encouraged to call police.
Outgoing Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says she's not surprised that the Illinois Supreme Court overturned actor Jussie Smollett's conviction.
The double jeopardy rule written into the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution says you can't try someone twice for the same crime. State's Attorney Kim Fox says her office dropped charges that actor Jussie Smollett falsely told police he suffered a hate crime when he forfeited his $10,000 bond and performed community service. And she says Special Prosecutor Dan Webb knew that.
To reopen the case, have a special prosecutor re-indict him, try him, to end up 5 years later, millions of dollars later, with the exact same result that we had in March of 2019 is unsurprising, but I think speaks volumes about how we look at criminal justice in Cook County.
Kim Fox is leaving office after two terms, and she's the guest on our At Issue program this weekend. You can hear more of her thoughts Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark, is going to make its American premiere right here in Chicago at the Harris Theater for Music and Dance this weekend.
The story of Shakespeare's Hamlet has been written and performed for centuries, but the latest collaboration is unique as it's presented without words.
It's a very clearly told, like the narrative is there. Some say, like, even if you haven't read Shakespeare, you can understand it. It's not the Hamlet from your classroom. It's very raw emotions.
Producer Svetlana Voretsky says the production features all genres of dance and movement.
What's interesting about this group of dancers is that they're not all ballet dancers. They're from different disciplines. We have a break dancers, we have modern dancers, we have ballet dancers. They're coming from all kinds of different disciplines.
The show is a collaboration of National Ballet of Canada star Guillaume Côté and famed director Robert Lepage. The Wordless Hamlet makes its U.S. debut right here in Chicago on Saturday and Sunday. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports. Here's Josh Liss.
Some kind of snowstorm. I'm talking about Cleveland, where the Browns were hosting the mighty Steelers and upset Pittsburgh to go 3-8. Nick Chubb scores a go-ahead two-yard touchdown run, a snowplow with 57 seconds to go. The Steelers' five-game winning streak ends. Pittsburgh drops to 8-3. It was obvious last week, and Caleb Williams sort of admits it. The Bears' offense is crisper since Shane Waldron was replaced with Thomas Brown.
Maybe it wasn't that play calls were simpler. It's that Brown was more succinct than his predecessor, a process that started the day Brown took over.
And also asking him for his feedback. Do you want some reminders in the headset about this particular play? Do you want a reminder about a motion snap point? That's my job, again, to take alleviate stress off of him.
Williams said the calls were getting to him quicker against the Packers, giving him time to read the defense and leading to better results. Covering the Bears, Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A tick up towards being able to play. Running back DeAndre Swift only limited with that groin injury after sitting out Wednesday's Bears practice. Swift is hoping to go for that full Bears-Vikings game Sunday at noon. The Blackhawks freeze out the Panthers on home ice 3-1. Yeah, the defending champion Panthers. Teuvo Teravainen scores on the power play. Craig Smith, even strength. Each have five goals. It's 2-0 halfway into the second period. Panthers cut it to 2-1. Chase that tying goal for about 28 minutes, but Nick Foligno tucks away an empty netter with a minute to go. Peter Mrazek, 32 saves. Hawks win, and they're taking on the Flyers on the road in Philadelphia tomorrow. Baseball's MVPs are unanimous. The Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani, and the Yankees, Aaron Judge. Bulls Hawks at the UC tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A new survey shows the top first choice places for dates for Illinois men.
The number one spot among 3,000 Illinois men surveyed by datingnews.com, Chick-fil-A. Women in downtown Chicago respond.
Oh, hell no. Yes, they are.
A first
This is why men are single and women are celibate and not having children, and we have a problem of not having children in the world, because Chick-fil-A is the standard of first dates.
Yeah.
No.
That's not okay.
No.
Illinois men looking to save money, some first date advice from these Illinois women.
I mean, if you're broke, just say that. You don't have to take me all the way to Chick-fil-A.
Go on a walk. Or like, yeah. I'll pay for dinner.
Down.
Yeah. Like, go hang out. Go on a walk in a park or something. Yeah. I don't know. Go to the zoo. The zoo is free.
The zoo lights, that's free.
In the Loop, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The hole in Chicago's budget now likely to be millions of dollars deeper. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports a change during this week's veto session in Springfield is expected to worsen the city's finances.
State lawmakers voted to delay a tax on prepaid cell phones and calling cards that was going to kick in January 1st to give the state more time to address issues implementing it. The Tribune reports that means Chicago will have to wait for the $40 million it was supposed to bring in. The bill is on the governor's desk, while aldermen have been trying to find $1 billion for next year's budget that must be passed by the end of the year. The paper says some alders are blaming the Johnson administration for vacancies and inaction by its office that lobbies in Springfield for the city, with one calling it inexcusable. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One of the 77 Cook County judges vying for retention has lost his bid to remain on the bench.
Judge Shannon O'Malley fell just short of being able to remain on the bench in this month's election. He needed 60% yes votes to be able to keep his job, but he only received just under 58%. All the bar associations had recommended he not be retained. The Illinois State Bar Association said lawyers had raised concerns over his courtroom management skills and that sometimes caused long delays. Injustice Watch had raised questions about whether O'Malley even lived in Cook County, pointing out he had taken a property tax exemption in Will County. Before he was elected 6 years ago, the judge changed his name from Philip Spiewak to Shannon O'Malley. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Plan Commission has approved plans to build a supercomputing campus on the site of the old Southworks U.S. Steel operation, but that's not the final decision.
The project, the first phase of PsiQuantum's proposed Illinois Quantum and Microelectronics Park, won Plan Commission approval and heads for the City Council Zoning Committee. But during a five-hour-long hearing, Chris White, an organizer with the Alliance of the Southeast, asked the panel to slow things down and give some solid details.
The renderings, which are marked draft and what was posted, seem to have short buildings, right? But the the specs say, you know, you could have 16 merchandise marts. Which is it, right? Why are we giving them a blank check?
But Gabriela Perez, an area resident, told critics a project like this can help the area finally recover from the loss of the steelworks.
Do you fully understand the long-term effects on our community if you aim to halt the plans for the future? Do you understand what it is to live there as it currently is?
Developers say they will keep engaging with the public. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.